you're leaving.
I'm leaving after the press.
Good. Maybe you can just come like that. Something is not yet perfect with, I mean, we don't need it perfect, but can you maybe tune it down? There is a, I don't know how to say, feedback. It means it's too loud. Krishna. So, good morning. Haribo. Jai Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Radha Madhava, Kunya Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhade, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhade. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jambala Deva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Nrisimhade, 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 Nrisimhade. Krishna Pad Paramahansa Paravaraja Kacharya Ashtato Satasi Simatisti Vaingre Sila Abe Charana Ravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Namam Vishnu Padaya Kisna. Staya Putale Smadvati Vedanta Swami Diyami Amasti Kadisani Sikasani Kuskana Devatani. We are reading this morning from the fourth canto, chapter 11, text 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Titikshaya Karunaya Maitya Shakila Jantushu Titikshaya Karunaya Maitra Shakila Jantushu Samatvena cha savatma Bhagavan samprasidati Samatvena cha sarvatma Bhagavan samprasidati Titikshaya karunaya Maitya chakila chantushu Samadvena cha sarvatma Bhagavan samprasidati Please someone else.
Titikshaya karunaya
Titikshaya karunaya
Maitya Jantushu
Matvena Chasarvatma
Samadvena Chasarvatma
Bhagavan Samprasidati
Bhagavan Samprasidati
Titikshaya Karunaya
Titikshaya Karunaya
Maitya Chakila Jantushu
Maitya Chakila Jantushu
Samadvena
cha sarvatma
Bhagavan samprasidati
Bhagavan samprasidati
Titikshaya karunaya
Titikshaya karunaya
Maitriya cha khila jantushu
Maitriya cha khila jantushu
Samadvena cha sarvatma
Samadvena cha sarvatma
Yes, Matajis, please.
Titikshaya karunaya.
Titikshaya karunaya.
Maitya
shakila chantushu.
Samadvena cha sarvatma.
Samadvena cha sarvatma.
Samprasidati Titikshaya by tolerance.
Karunaya,
by mercy.
Maitreya,
by friendship.
Cha,
also. Akila,
universal.
Yantushu,
unto
the living entities.
Samadvena,
by equilibrium.
Cha,
also.
Sarvatma,
the super soul.
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead.
Samprasidati,
becomes very satisfied. May I ask, we have translation, haben wir eine Übersetzung jetzt? Ja. Für euch, die ihr nicht Englisch sprecht, eine Übersetzung ist hinten in dem, was sagen wir mal, wo ist das, dem südöstlichen Teil des Tempels angelegt. Translation. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee. When the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Purport. It is the duty of an advanced devotee in the second stage of devotional perfection to act in accordance with this verse. There are three stages of devotional life. In the lowest stage, a devotee is simply concerned with the deity in the temple room, and he worships the Lord with great devotion according to rules and regulations. I think our pujari is now worshipping the Lord with great devotion according to rules and regulations. Does this mean he is on the lowest stage? I don't think so. I think you want to hear again the lines so that you can see what is this foolish comment. In the lowest stage, a devotee is simply concerned with the deity in the temple, and he worships the Lord with great devotion according to rules and regulations. Simply means exclusively, to the exclusion of anything else here. In the second stage, the devotee is cognizant of his relationship with the Lord. He sees his relationship with fellow devotees, his relationship with persons who are innocent, and his relationship with persons who are envious. Sometimes devotees are ill-treated by envious persons. It is advised that an advanced devotee should be tolerant. He should show complete mercy to persons who are ignorant or innocent. A preacher devotee is meant to show mercy to innocent persons whom he can elevate to devotional service. Everyone, by constitutional position, is an eternal servant of God. Therefore, a devotee's business is to awaken everyone's Krishna consciousness. That is his mercy. As for a devotee's treatment of other devotees who are his equals, he should maintain friendship with them. His general view should be to see every living entity as part of the Supreme Lord. Different living entities appear in different forms of dress, but according to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, a learned person sees all living entities equally. Such treatment by the devotee is very much appreciated by the Supreme Lord. It is said, therefore, that a saintly person is always tolerant and merciful. He is a friend to everyone, never an enemy to anyone, and he is peaceful. These are some of the good qualities of a devotee.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vrajarine Nivishesha Shunyavari Askatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Thank you. You see our pujari is on a very high level. He treats me with tolerance and with mercy and with friendship and equality. Therefore he gave me this rose. That's a Mahaprasad from our Lord. Krishna, Krishna. So in this verse we find four qualities which a devotee should develop. I believe our Kavichandra Maharaj yesterday in the lecture, he told us about these qualities. Tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Now, as you might notice, these qualities are totally opposed to what a normal person in the Western culture has been brought up with. We are not very tolerant. We are Westerners are not really so compassionate towards others. Friendship, we just, the Germans keep a few friends, I heard. They are not very friendly to everyone. And history has proven their qualities. And equality, that's actually a modern civilization, that's a desired dream. Therefore, they are very much opposed to a concept of hierarchical division of society. They have difficulty with that. But, Prabhupada always used to point out that how can you speak of equality when you slaughter others to eat them? He meant we are all, the foundation of equality must be that we see the spiritual soul, which is equal in all and even animals, and therefore when you eat meat, you are not equal with an equal vision. It's difficult for us in the movement for Krishna consciousness to also apply these, to come to the state of being well-wishing to everyone and to make a society which is free from envy, that bad quality which keeps you from being tolerant, merciful, friendly to all, and equality. It's this enviousness which sits so deep in the soul, in the conditioned soul, I wanted to say, which keeps the soul from developing these qualities of which are all based really on this one quality of equality, that you see everyone is a part and parcel of Krishna. My dear devotees, this verse is a very important verse, and you can tell that this verse is important because the content of this verse, the essential statement of this verse, appears consistently throughout the Bhagavatam. That the devotee should be equal to all by seeing the spiritual quality, and not even that, and only that, you should also see that in everyone is the super soul. And I wanted to read you today a few quotations from the Bhagavatam and from Srila Prabhupada's writing, which show you a little bit how exactly it is a necessary state which we have to develop in bhakti to be able to see first of all the soul and then the super soul in everyone. I want to take you this morning to the instructions of Lord Kapiladev, who talks about this to his mother, that a devotee should respect everything and everyone in existence. Prabhupada writes an interesting purport to these instructions of seeing everyone as a soul and a part of Krishna. He says, a devotee should try to understand everything in relationship with Krishna. He should try to do this. You are in relationship to Krishna. You are in relationship to Krishna. And also this situation is arranged by Krishna. And then he should try to serve everything in that spirit. To serve everything means to engage everything in the service of Krishna. If a person is innocent and does not know his relationship with Krishna, an advanced devotee should try to engage him in the service of Krishna. And then he says, one should respect all living entities, regardless of their bodily designation, simply because they are all parts of the Lord and he is present in their hearts as the indwelling super soul. A very, very high level, which is the Uttama Adhikari level, is Gokishodas Babaji. Gokishodas Babaji, like the Babajis do, had a process of getting up very, very early in the morning, chanting tremendous amounts of rounds, and then in the noon time, that's around noon, you know. He went to beg his food, Madhukari, it's called. That's what all those sadhakas do who are bhajananandis. They know noontime is the dumb time, the time when it's not so good to perform, it's not so easy to perform sadhana. So they do something else. They go around taking care of their eating at that time. So once while Gokishodas Babaji was going through Navadvip, some boys came and pelted him with stones. It means they threw stones upon him. Now Gokishodas Babaji, who saw really everything was moving under the control of Krishna, everyone is his part and is moved by Krishna, he said, Krishna, if you're not going to stop this mischief and have them stones throwing on me, I will go to your mother Yashoda and complain about you. Hare Krishna. This means a higher state of Krishna consciousness, where you see everyone is moving under the control of Krishna. In his last days, Prabhupada wrote in the purport that this is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. He said to understand that everyone and everything moves under the control of Krishna. This understanding, and he said, this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. A long way to go for us. So So, but on the way to this, that everything is under Krishna's control, on the way to this, we should learn to respect all living entities as part and parcels of Krishna, and then to greet them with tolerance. Be tolerant. Their style may not be your own style. Be merciful. Be friendly, and be equal. The same idea is brought forth by Kapila Muni to his mother. He says in the third canto, what you should do, you should give people presents, he says. You should give them attention, have time for them when they have something. You should be friendly with them, and you should view them equally. And if you do this, you will actually please Krishna, who's in the heart of all living entities and who watches you. Are you giving gifts? Are you giving attention? Are you friendly? Are you equal? Krishna will see this. Are you tolerant? Or do you behave intolerant and fall with discrimination? Krishna tests you. He looks in your heart. Would you like to know the verse, or is it too early in the morning for you? It's all right. Good. Therefore, through charitable gifts, giving charity, and attention, as well as through friendly behavior, and by viewing all to be alike, one should propitiate me, who abide in all creatures as their very self. Now, the word which is used here is propitiate. What does this word mean? This is a difficult word. I had to look it up. Are you sure you know well enough English, right, Yana?
I think it's approach.
No. What does propitiate mean?
It means to, something like charm them, like bring them to you.
Well, no, it's not about the living entities here. The verse speaks about Krishna. Prabhus, this is important that we are fully attentive. Therefore, through charitable gifts and attention, as well as through friendly behavior, and by viewing all to be alike, one should propitiate me. Who speaks? The Lord speaks. Who abide in all creatures as their very self. Propitiate means pacify, and something like charm Krishna. Yes, pacify, besänftigen, assuage is a word in English I found. Appease, satisfy, like this. You satisfy Krishna if you give other the attention they require. And then Krishna says, the Kapila says, and he warns us, he says, if you don't do this, in other words, if you are intolerant, discriminating, and you are on the case of someone, then as the blazing fire of death, I cause great fear to whoever makes the least discrimination between himself and other living entities because of a differential outlook. Now, my dear devotees, I have to confess, I constantly do this. I'm so critical. I'm so super sensitive. So überempfindlich in my outlook on others. I see them, I look in their faces, I have read a lot in the books, I measure them by how well they do in regards to the books, and I therefore am constantly afraid, because Krishna says if one does this, then he causes fear in the heart of someone. I'm a suffering soul because I'm just so critical and so envious of others because of this differential outlook. This means I make a difference between people. These I like, these are my people, these I do not like, these I can't understand how they can do and say such a thing, and so on. No, the idea which we get from the Bhagavatam is to learn to see with an equal eye. Now this, Prabhupada says a lot about these things in his purport. This is very touchy. You really need to know when to be what. When do you give gifts? When are you friendly? Would you like to know a little bit more? A little bit more about this. It's a wonderful, charming purport of Prabhupada. He speaks about this. For example, a tiger is a living entity, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Supreme Lord is living in the heart of the tiger as the super soul. But does this mean that we have to treat the tiger in a friendly manner? Because it says you should be friendly to all, huh? Treat them with friendship. Or what does he say? Friendly behavior towards all. Does this mean you should be friendly? I have heard there is a monastery in Burma, or is it Thailand, where the monks have friendly dealings with tigers. They sit, they meditate, and the tigers come, and they are around. And if a tiger is disturbing the meditation by making, then bang, the monk gives him a slap, because these monks are just so peaceful. They are not Hare Krishna devotees. We are not like, this is not our ideal. I'm just bringing a curiosity to your attention to illustrate the text. They are so peaceful that the tigers apparently come from the wilderness and they associate with them, with the monks. When tourists come, the tigers have to be put into a cage, because then the tiger eat the tourists, but not the monks. So, but now Prabhupada asks this question. Should we try to treat a tiger in a friendly manner? Certainly not. We have to treat him differently by giving him charity in the form of prasad. In other words, you shouldn't embrace the tiger like you would do with a friend, but see him as part and parcel of Krishna and give him prasad. The many saintly persons in the jungle do not treat the tigers in a friendly way, but they supply prasad, foodstuffs, to them. The tigers come, take the food, and go away, just as dogs do. According to the Vedic system, a dog is not allowed to enter the house. Because of their uncleanliness, cats and dogs are not allowed within the apartment of a gentleman, but they are trained to stand outside. The compassionate householder will supply prasad to the dogs and cats who eat outside and then go away. So this means, when you deal with the different living entities, you still see how they are different. You don't embrace the tiger as you would do with your friend. But the general underlying behavior, that is to be merciful, compassionate towards them, is the same. It's everywhere. Because you see everyone, including the tiger, as a part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is in their hearts. So what this means in our practical thing is, we go out on the street and we give them Srila Prabhupada's literature or prasad, as Ravindra Swarup Prabhu told, you know, about the man who gave him a check, or who gave him $400 for the, he gave him a simply. We should, you know, devotee should try to constantly think, how can I be of service for someone's advancement? And he should, in this sense, think and use his discrimination. But he should not discriminate between living entities and saying, I like these people and I don't like these people. This is, or I like these devotees and I don't like these devotees. Huh? This, he should try to see them as part and parcel of Krishna and not discriminate. If Krishna sees this discrimination, which we do, he is coming as the blazing fire and instills fear in everyone. My dear devotees, I do not know, I'm not a good preacher, so I don't know how to bring this point to your attention by anything else than bringing my own miserable example. From my childhood on, I'm extremely, I'm just categorizing people, okay? This person is most probably like this. This is like that. He's like this. So here you need to be careful. He will is bound to misunderstand you. Here you need to be can be a little bit more open. I think we all do to some extent this, but we must be extremely careful. If we lose the vision that everyone is a part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore dear to Krishna, and we should see them with these qualities, then we will incur the fire of Lord Krishna. How does he say this again? We will incur the blazing fire of death, and we will be fearful and so on. It's much better if you think, okay, here are different people, also in the association of devotees, you should think, here are different devotees. Okay, Rupa Goswami has said, Svajatiya, with those who are like-minded, I will exchange very frequently and very, very, very deeply. Like yesterday, a devotee came in my room, a god brother. I wanted to go to the lecture, but he wanted to use the last minutes of you know, our last chance to come together and talk deeply from the heart. And he said, Maharaj, I can't talk with this like this to everyone, the devotees, because I would be misunderstood and maybe even attacked. And I said, this is normal. Svajatiya, we should reveal our minds to the in deep confidence to those who are like-minded, who can understand us. But this does not mean that we should discriminate and we should pull back from other devotees who may not have the same outlook in life, not the same experiences maybe in life, and not the same karmic luggage and you know, the same situation. Somehow we have to get this. We have to understand this, because so often we also discriminate and we therefore suffer at the end, because it's not so right, and discriminate and just make a wall and don't allow others to come too close to us. So the general rule is we should, amongst devotees, we should give gifts. Is a charitable outlook. We should reveal our mind in confidence and hear confidential responses. This we will do mostly with devotees who are svajatiya, of our own like-minded thought. And we should share prasadam and receive prasadam. So the first and the third is done with everyone. And only this very confidential, secret things we should be sometimes little, just a little common sense-like, so that we do this. Mm-hmm. Good. This is one point. Now another point is, I would like to talk a little bit to you about the attitude of being charitable and tolerant and merciful and compassionate by means of a story. Once there was an ashram near the bank of a holy river, and there was a guard, a chokidar, at the gate of the ashram, who would see that the wild tigers would not come in the ashram, and also criminals would not come. So this man, this chokidar, one day heard a knock at the door. He opened the door, and there was a farmer. The farmer said, "Brother chokidar, you are the best. You always open the gate of the ashram so that I can come in and see our deities Radha and Krishna. I want today show as a sign of gratitude," and he had a red bag like this and reached in, "I want to give you a mango. This is the best of the mangoes." He didn't show this part. Forest mango. "This is the best of the mango. Please, you take it." Chokidar, the guard, got the mango. Was very grateful, mostly for this appreciation, the sign of being charitable, huh? Giving gifts. This how this farmer treated him with so much, yes, attention and affection. And he took the mango and said, "Thank you very much. I'm very grateful." And when the farmer had taken his darshan and had gone, he thought, "I don't need this mango. I mean, I give it to the Swami who founded this ashram. He came all alone in this forest. Must have been dangerous with all the tigers and no boundary wall and all the criminals." And he went to Swami and said, "As a sign of my gratitude, I shall give you today this mango." Swami was moved in his heart. He felt, "Oh, it's so nice that someone cares for me and sees my service and acknowledges my service." And he was very thankful. Now, as the guard gave this mango, he felt something in his heart which he had not felt before. You can all think what that could be, what he felt. So the Swamiji took the mango and he said, "But he is so nice that someone is so affectionate and appreciative of my service, but I don't really need to eat this mango. Let me give it to the sick brahmachari who already is in bed for 1 month and he is so desperate. He needs a little vitamin C." So he went to the brahmachari and said, I am so happy that you are a member of our ashram." "What?" says the brahmachari. "I thought I'm useless." No, "You are, have done so much service. You just have overdone it maybe a little bit and are too exhausted. You need some time now to rest. And I have brought this mango for you," said the Swami. The brahmachari was very, very moved. He cried. He thought he was useless. "What? Swamiji came and gave me this mango? Amazing. But I don't really need this mango. I mean, what I need is, I need to show my affection to the cook. Brother cook always makes this oatmeal, this Haferschleimgrütze." And so he went to, not he went, he waited for brother cook. And he gave the mango to the cook. My dear devotees, I don't want to tell the story the way it should be told. It takes 2 days to tell this story because it went through all the people of the ashram. But I will make it short. Finally, the the person who lastly got the mangoes thought, I'm a beginner here. They are all so nice. But, you know, my spiritual life really started at the gate of this ashram when the Chokita let me in. The guard let me in. Let me give him this mango. So he went to the Chokita, to the guard, and said, here, you let me in this ashram. Here's your mango. I want to give you something. So the guard in the ashram said, hello. I know this mango. I can recognize it by these distinct two signs. And he said, let me find out something. Because when the last person had come to the chokidar, to the guard, he had a certain twinkle in his eyes, some light in his eyes that the chokidar had seen for the first time. And the chokidar remembered how he had felt when he gave the mango to the Swami. He felt something, and he looked into the mirror and he could see he had the same twinkle in the eye as the new person. So he wanted to know what is going on here. So he went to the Swami and said, Swamiji, I gave you this morning this mango. Yeah, thank you so much, said the Swamiji. How was the taste? The Swamiji said, see, I didn't eat the mango. What I so much took from you was your gesture of affection and of just recognizing my service, I guess. I just, in our ashram, this had not, I mean, I, no one came, this was the first time someone came to me and said, thank you so much for making this ashram and gave me this gave me a present for this. So I decided it's good to give presents. I felt happy. Let me make someone else happy, I thought. So I went to the sick brahmacharya. I said to Chokita, the guard, thank you very much. I just only wanted to know this. Thank you. Thank you. So he went to the sick brahmachari and said, Swamiji gave you this mango? How did it taste? The brahmachari said, I didn't eat it. I gave it to the cook. I was so happy that Swamiji did. I thought I was useless, but he came to me. He, the old Swami, came to me, the sick brahmachari. Can you understand? And he said, I appreciate you for your service. I felt just so ecstatic. So when he spoke, the Chokita saw that twinkle in the eye, which he had seen in Swamiji also. And he then went through all these, so many people, which I can't tell you about because we don't have the time here. And he saw everyone had been, you could almost say, enlightened. Or what is it? A light had come in their hearts, because they had followed the instruction of this verse, or these verses. I want to use this other verse also of Kapila Dev. Therefore, through charitable gifts, the mango, attention going to someone, as well as through friendly behavior. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And by viewing all to be alike, one should propitiate me. You have to look up this word. Who abide in all creatures as their very self. Satisfy me. Satisfy or charm or so on. This is important. This is a spiritual value. It's not just a cheeky behavior, or it is a spiritual value. You please Krishna by doing so. And something, when Krishna is pleased, we know we are automatically pleased. Huh? That's when you go on Sangatana, you have distributed books, you feel so blissful. Isn't it? Have you noticed that? You have given charity and you feel just so absolutely blissful. You could embrace everyone, and it seems everyone could embrace you when you come to that level. I mean, Krishna, that something happens because Krishna is satisfied with you, and something has started in your life which was maybe not there so much before. It is said, therefore, that a saintly person is always tolerant and merciful. He is a friend to everyone, and he is peaceful. These are some of the good qualities of a devotee. My dear devotees, wherever I am, I tell this mango story, and I believe that some of you have maybe heard the story already and are getting bored with it. I somehow don't get bored with this story, because for me it is personally a breakthrough, this understanding to this a little bit more. And therefore, because I have to learn a lot in this personally, I'm not such a, those who know me a little bit deeper know that maybe outside I appear to be a little softer. In the old days I was a Govinda Bhakta and not a Nishinga Bhakta. I was categorized like that. But inside is a crafty rascal. Yeah. It's very painful to admit, but it is like this. So, yes, it's a very, very important to learn to become a giver, to forgive others when they are just not, to forgive the tiger for being a tiger. It's natural. How can he be anything else than a tiger? He was born like that. And to still give him prasadam. Now, if we do that with such an extreme case, a tiger, shouldn't we extend our friendliness into our home, our devotees, and from there go to the non-devotees, or not yet devotees? I think we should, we must. This will please Krishna, and once Krishna is pleased, we will all be pleased. Hare Krishna. I have someone in mind whom I give this mango today. Put it back. When the chokidar received the mango from the beginner, the last person in the chain, and when he had followed the circle of love which the mango had opened or had made, he said, now is the right time. He went to his little home altar, he offered the mango, and he was in bliss, and he sat down to eat the mango afterwards. Now when he sat down, there was a knock at his door. Swamiji was there. Swamiji said, I heard this, can I eat a mango here? I heard you have a mango. And then when he looked behind Swamiji, they were all the ashram maids, and they were all thinking, saying, we also want to eat the mango. And so they all sat down, and as the story goes, there was enough mango for everyone. I think the mango multiplied, in the sense that the farmer brought more mango, so a whole basket of mango, and everyone had a mango feast that day in the ashram. Krishna was satisfied, and Krishna sent more mangoes. So this is a very good story, a very heart-touching story. I think maybe we people like me need such stories to get the point of really treating people in the way which is the ideal of the Bhagavatam, in the way which the Bhagavatam puts forth. Yesterday, Kavichanda Maharaj spoke about an article which he has on his computer. It was a community of, what is it called, Maharaj?
Caring for Devotees.
Caring for Devotees, composed by the devotees of the Radha Gopinath Temple or the Chaupati community. It's 40 pages long, and it might be very interesting for all of us to read it and to understand a little bit more about this. It's my personal conviction that it takes some education. We have to educate our heart, our supersensitive or überempfindliches heart, which sometimes develops these categorization and these protective measures and so on, and that we are not as tolerant and as merciful and as friendly and as equal as we could be or should be. It's maybe good to read this article, because here we find a community who has worked consistently on this idea for, I believe, a long time, maybe a few, how 15 years already. There's a lot of experience in this. I personally feel, because I have such a lack in this and so much to learn, I have started to also write articles about this, call it community of care, because our movement will become so attractive when we have such qualities. Anakadundubi Prabhu told yesterday how someone took a book just by seeing, observing him, how he was so friendly to others and greeted others on the street so friendly. And he said, I'm an atheist personally, I'm not interested in the content of the book, but I'm interested in your behavior. I think if everyone in Italy would greet each other like that, that would be wonderful. And therefore I want to support you. These qualities, I think, are very necessary to develop, and I sincerely request you to think about this verse and other verses, to read in Prabhupada's books how to do it. My personal conviction is that you can only develop these qualities if your sadhana is strong and if you are spiritually minded. It's a character school these characteristics are only to be found in someone who's spiritually strong, because they are based on a deeply spiritual principle, that is the equality of all living beings and there being a residence for Krishna in the heart. So if you have a strong sadhana and are on the spiritual platform, it's easy for you to understand. If you are not on a spiritual platform, then you will have difficulties to understand this deeply. You will maybe understand it on the mental platform, but we know whatever is in the mind, it comes and goes, sankalpa, vikalpa. We have to understand it, as Vedavyas Prabhu said, on the level of the soul, that is much, much more deeper even than the intellect. Huh? Yes. So, Hare Krishna. Let us again hear the verse and then open the forum for a few quick questions. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Yes, Kavichanda Maharaj.
Regarding that document, if anybody wants it, I'll give it to him, and they give me the email, we can send it.
Aha. Did you all hear here, Maharaj? Yes? If, he said if everyone wants that document, he can either...
If you have a pen drive, or if you have a computer, or you have your own
memory stick. If you have something...
Or a CD.
Or a CD to download it, he's ready to do the service. If you have nothing but an email address, he will send you it on your email address if you give it to him. Yes, Kavichata.
Regarding wild animals, Lord Prabhupada said we might not be able to do that, but we can try to get the animal like people. Lord Chaitanya got the...
Please give
us. Lord Chaitanya had the tigers and elephants and everybody dancing and chanting. Right? And Murari Chaitanya, the devotee who was brought back to life, he would slap a tiger and ride the tiger, but scare everybody in the village. He would also take the poisonous snakes and play with them. A very advanced stage, but and Rasikananda, he made a disciple out of a wild elephant.
Gave him the name Gopa.
Gopa, yeah, and then that elephant brought more elephants later, and they all became devotees. And even Saint Francis, he had one wolf. There was a wolf terrorizing the village, and he told the wolf, "This is not nice." You know, but when the wolf saw him, he bowed down. He was so saintly. But this thing about just paying attention, you know, it doesn't cost anything, right? It's so easy, but we tend to, especially amongst ourselves, not do that. You know, we're just moving here and there, and we just... And, of course, all of us come from such backgrounds of paranoia and depression and thinking, so, oh, they don't like me. You know, someone didn't... Even though someone may have been in a big hurry and had his mind on many things, but... And especially with children, if you just pay a little tiny attention to them, they never forget it, right? That's a great gift, so it's important. It's a very interesting verse to mention that, you know. It doesn't have to be a big expensive presence or anything. Even with the karmis also, if you just say hello. Prabhupada, when he was on a walk, if he saw people, he'd say good morning, you know, with a big smile. So thank you. It's very nice to hear all that. But we can try to tame the animal-like people to get them to chant and dance anyway. We can't get the elephants and the tigers in the jungle.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your comment. Okay, I see. Akila.
It's not a question. I'm still a bit bewildered how to pronounce it. How to treat devotees equally. Once a sannyasi, he said in a class, devotee asked him how to treat on the street everybody. He said one should treat everybody as a part of Krishna. And even a demon would be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
But devotees, they are not just part of Krishna, they are...
Dear to Krishna.
Yes, they are active already. So how do you... what is the minimum level of equality that you offer to devotees? That you treat devotees with?
What is the minimum level of treating devotees with an equal some are advanced, some are not advanced. I would be very happy if I can have a little help. A good Vedavyas Prabhu. Can we give you the microphone? Because then it's on the... But then it's on the tape. They listen to tape, and then can we please give this?
I think you have to.
Just down. So the answer, we find in Upadishamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami. He explains that the minimum is to offer respect in the mind. So anybody who chants Hare Krishna, for example, he may not advance, not be advanced. He may be even a mixed devotee, like Kapila Dev describes. The we heard about the Tamaguna and the Rajaguna we saw in the play. So even that devotee, you offer your respect in the mind. And somebody who has become initiated, who is active, he is practicing devotional service, you offer obeisances. And to the advanced devotee who is free from envy and who has made advancement in spiritual life, so you serve him. So these are the three main categories. And within each category, there may be more subtle divisions, but that's the main idea. And we have also Kanishtha Madhyam Uttama, the Madhyam Adhikari. He sees different people in different ways. And if you read Kapila Deva, he gives instructions how to behave towards devotees, especially also mixed devotees. So sometimes we may have a difficulty, especially if we see somebody who's not acting properly, but somehow or other he is considered a devotee, so what to do? So the minimum one should, from a distance, respect, but you don't have to necessarily associate. That's very important. You don't have to think I'm offensive, but you can keep a distance from somebody who is not behaving correctly. That's acceptable. Actually, Prabhupada recommends that in the purport. So, take that. Is that okay?
Vedavyas Prabhu's answer was very, very good and very soothing for the heart also. Because I believe in our society, which has the, which wants to elevate even the most fallen, we have sometimes also people who are most fallen. We are lucky in getting them. We are successful. and some of these reform extraordinarily, so that Prabhupada was just so proud of them and said, see, it works. They were this before, now they are that. But with some it may not work, at least not as fast as expected. So Prabhupada had also written about this, because when I hear these lectures which I have just given, oh, be tolerant to everyone, merciful. Oh, but what is with this one who, you know, he drinks beer and who he beats up his wife and puts his child in the closet? You hear about this now. Oh, Krishna. Ooh, what to do? And here's something. Yes, in his mind, this may be the example which I have given is maybe a little Vaishnava apparat and so on. But you know what I want to touch? This point where we know some, where we don't feel so absolutely confident to offer our all of our service. Here's something which gives light on this. We should befriend and offer special respects to a person who... No, again. We should befriend and offer special respect to persons who are developed in Krishna consciousness. Other living entities are undoubtedly part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but because their consciousness is still covered and not developed in Krishna consciousness, we should renounce their association. It is said by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that even if one is a Vaishnava, if he is not of good character, his company should be avoided, although he may be offered the respect of a Vaishnava. Huh? That was Vedavyas Prabhu's really relieving and very deep point in this quotation. Respect that he is a Vaishnava, he's on the path. Something could happen that he becomes clean from this behavior which he has. So, anyone who accepts Vishnu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is accepted as a Vaishnava. But a Vaishnava is expected to develop all the good qualities of the demigods. If you want to read this verse, this part, it's in the Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 29th chapter, text 16. Huh? 3:29:16. There you will find some clear solace. Akhila Prabhu, I hope with Vedavyas Prabhu's answer, and you have some idea to go. I know, you know, you have, even on the farm we saw some difficult dealings amongst Vaishnavas, and I know, when it comes to, there are some painful areas in our experience where this might help, you know, to renounce someone who is maybe not, to renounce someone's associations whose dealings may not be very, very well, you know, may not be yet on the level of Vaishnava, but to still retain a generally respectful, even, you know, there are so many kamis who are just doing such nasty things, you know, killing people, and even someone who's in our midst and who sometimes disappoints us, he's maybe for a moment, a temporary part of his life, out of his mind, he's a little provocated by something, and therefore not the best qualities come forward, but also some other qualities which are still there. But still, he has made a step in the right direction, and reformation will take place if he keeps on the path. Good, it's now late. Let us end the class here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Tai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Don't forget the article if you want it from Kavichanda Maharaj.
If you asked me yesterday, but they never came around.
Please finish your